This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is St. Paddy's Day, 3/17/21, show number 226. So what are the markets doing today, Nick?
Well, today we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average positive. That's in the green, but everything else is red today. We have the Russell 2000 down almost 1%. I think people need to start looking at that a little bit closely. Russell's been the leader last couple of days. It's been a laggard. Yes, it is Options X, so maybe that is partially the reason, but I'm starting to see some selling coming into Russell, and if the Russell starts to soften up here, that's going to be problematic because technology, meaning the NASDAQ, has not made a new high, and that is down again today as well, down about 0.7%. So interesting trading day. We call this Whipsaw Wednesday. That's the Wednesday before options expiration. So I think this is going to be an interesting week going into Friday's close.
Interesting week, which isn't a good thing, is it?
I don't think it is, but we'll see. We'll see where we finish.
Yeah, it's not where they open, right?
It's not where they open. It's where they close.
Yeah, well, you know, we've seen like so many different markets do reversals recently. That's never really a sign of stability, is it?
It is not, and that's a great point because we've had sectors like the cloud software names. I mean, these stocks are moving up and down like acrobats. You know, I mean, it's really rather remarkable. Semiconductors, they're doing the same thing. They're moving up and down almost. You never know what you're going to get one day to the next. 2% move, 3% move up or down. That is not a stable market. That is not a healthy trend. That's a market that's moving up and down on jitters. And then, you know, as we have interest rates rising, that is never good for the technology stocks, at least for their valuations. So lots of headwinds here. You know, I've been saying we're in the process of a rolling top. I'm going to just stick with that. It hasn't completely rolled. We've had a top in January, late January. We came down. We thought we'd get another bounce. We did. We had a rollover mid-February, got another bounce. But lots of signs out here that are not positive.
And when we look at the Russell, right, small cap companies, 2,000 of them, and really that's the those are the stocks that you expect the public to be speculating in, right?
That's absolutely correct. That is where the public goes in to look for big gains, potential upside gains. They're not in those stocks for dividends because they don't pay any. They are in those stocks for big gains, and that is exactly why you have to watch it, because it does represent the small cap companies and the money flow that goes in there.
Yeah, and it's also a sign of a possible peak in the market coming up as well when you see the public so engaged. Have you ever seen the public as engaged as they are now in the market?
I have, actually, in 1999, 2000. I think it's very, very similar. You know, we could talk about lots of examples. You have the SPACs now. Back then you had the dot-coms. You had small caps running back then. They're running again now. You have lots of equities that are small and micro cap stock, doubling, tripling, quadrupling, and they've done that recently as well. you see a lot of stocks this year that were bottom of the barrel getting a bid just because there's nowhere else to, you know, find bargains. So there's so many signs of froth, and I haven't even talked about secondaries. Companies have raised more money than they've ever raised before. I've seen one company do over seven secondaries in less than 3 months. That's unprecedented. And when you see things like that, that makes my antennas go up. Plus, I use a lot of cycle work, and my cycle work's telling me, you know, rolling top is underway.
Hey, so what about insider selling?
Tons of it. Lots of insider selling. In fact, just a couple of days ago on my Twitter feed, I actually posted some insider selling. I never really do that. I usually just keep it to myself and I just start to look at it. But, you know, we had a directors selling big time in Southern Copper. Joe, which is land in Florida, JOE is the ticker symbol on that one. A lot of insider selling. BG, which is soybean, a lot of insider selling. Tenneco, which makes auto parts, a lot of insider selling. So we're seeing more and more. I'm watching more and more insider selling, and I haven't really even, you know, talked about what I saw yesterday.
All right. So what's going on with the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee?
Yeah. So today, it's the Federal Reserve's voting members. They're going to make their interest rate policy decision for the United States today at 2 p.m. This morning, though, we have bond yields on the move again. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note yield was up to around 1.67%. So Fed Chairman Powell is going to have to thread the needle a little bit when he makes his statement at 2 o'clock. Nobody's expecting him to do anything different than what he's done already, QE Unlimited. They're going to stay the course, so that's what we expect. But he'll have a press conference at 2:30 p.m., and hopefully he gets asked some tough questions here, and we'll see what comes out of it. I'm not expecting him to really sway too much towards the bearish side. I think he's going to say, "Hey, we're looking for inflation. We can handle it." He's going to try to instill confidence into the system, but the market reads through that stuff because the numbers tell you everything. It's all about the math. It's not so much about, you know, the jawboning that goes on.
Hey, it's times like this. We need Alan Greenspan because he just seems so confident with his line of gibberish that meant absolutely nothing.
Yeah, well, you know, if you remember back then in the late 90s, that was the briefcase indicator, right? If his briefcase was too big, you know, that would mean that things weren't going to go so well. If the briefcase was narrow and small, that would mean that he's going to keep rates low. So it was pretty funny. But yeah, Greenspan, he was nobody ever understood anything that he ever said.
Yeah, I'm glad because he always made me feel pretty uninformed and like I needed a Rosetta Stone, a Greenspan Rosetta Stone to figure out what the hell he was saying. So what's interesting is gold and silver were down. And usually when the FOMC meets, you see a beatdown of gold and silver, so it reversed, and I guess I wouldn't be surprised to see it reverse again.
Yeah, gold was negative here just a little while ago, about 30 minutes ago. Gold futures were trading down around 1722. Now they're back up to 1732. So it goes to show you just how quick it can reverse. I think gold is very attractive here, as I've stated for the last 2 weeks. I own the GDX. I own calls in gold shares as well. And I'm hoping to see it go higher. I think if the fear trade kicks in, gold is off to the races.
All right. Well, I think we'll leave it at that. And we will see what pearls of wisdom Jay Powell is ready to dispense. Hopefully he will put in a better performance than his last public outing, where he promptly tanked virtually all the markets out there. So we'll just have to see. But what you should go and see is inthemoneystocks.com. Take a look at the info and Nick's extensive trading record. Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Email us kl@kerrylutz.com. All right, Nick, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.